Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Welcome, welcome. One of my teachers said that when we're hurried or strained, we need to go on vacation, right? We need to go on vacation. Another thing that I read was that most people are too busy to truly succeed. So in a moment, we're going to have Scott Bayra on from the Stowflake Beautiful Resort in Stowe. And we're going to give away a vacation today. We're going to give away a vacation, a Vibrant vacation. I'm going to come meet you on the Vibrant vacation. Part of how I learned to be a coach was listening to people. Listening, I'm still listening. So I want to welcome Ariel Bonberg, New York producer, creative thinker, happily married, recently married, and also a lot of people call Ariel a Jewish James Bond, and here he is with us today. Ariel, welcome.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, sure. Nate, who's also known as the Organic Trail Runner, owns probably now 50 companies, including Organic Raw Honey Chocolate Company. He's been a major voice of innovation at the Menlo Center. And also has this wonderful people around him. Nate, I'm really happy you're here today. How are you today?
I'm rolling with the flow of the universe. I'm good.
So happy to hear your voice. You know, it's kind of an amazing thing every time we show up together, isn't it? Like, it's something so... I'm just thinking about this. I'm just thinking all these moments in my life, these significant moments, you know, moments that just... The moment where... You know, I was hitchhiking when I was about 18 or 19, and this guy pulled a knife on me. It was at night, and I remember everything all slowed down. I just had this sense that he was in a lot of fear. I remember just realizing that, just beyond my thinking, it was so strong. And he pulled over, and I got out. And every moment, each moment is such a, you know, it's just sort of this moment of awareness and fulfillment. So fulfillment and vacation. I was going to marry those two worlds, because one of the things when we have Scott come on today, I was up in Vermont. I was in this beautiful inn, and I was coaching someone, and some of my colleagues said, "Oh, you're the man who gets paid to go on vacation." And I realized what was true for me was that when I go to places like certain nature places or hikes or trails, that things just open up. And I'm so excited about having our conference come to Stowe. And so we'll have Scott on. Hey, you guys, I want you guys to potentially call in today, because I want to give away a weekend. I'll give away a couple of nights at Stowe and come meet you and do a vibrant vision, you know, with you. And whether that's if you want to be a speaker or just ready to see things in a different light. I just want to check in with Nate, because I guess you weren't on last week. So why don't you bring us up to date and tell us the most private things in your life. Tell us what's been happening. Give us an update. What's an update from Nate?
In the effort of full transparency, when we share things from the core of who we really are, it's hard to not tell the truth. So I'll start with that disclaimer and let the radiance behind what's going on flow through and maybe inspire some people. So I've been in a lot of transitions, as Glenn has mentioned, and I think this ties in very well with the show. I do run some other businesses, so my life is shifting a bit to focus a little more on some of those other businesses, and life just unfolds perfectly when it's supposed to, when it needs to, for those openings to happen. And just a quick snapshot of that is that I'm transitioning out of a full-time position at Menla and moving more into a consultant capacity. And just as that transition had started to go through, I met the cocoa farmers that next day. They showed up at my house. It was random that they were even in the area because they're from the Dominican Republic. And they showed up in my house, and I was able to give them the chocolate that I made with their beans. It was just such an enlivening and just heartfelt moment where these are the guys that grew something from the earth, and here they are in my kitchen drinking tea, eating the chocolate, talking to me in Spanish about how this is such a great product. And they kept saying in Spanish, "No azúcar, no azúcar," which means no sugar. And I'm like, "No, no, solo miel, solo miel." And they had a hard time believing that the product was made with just honey, but they really loved it. And I showed them the process and explained it to them as best I could in Spanish. And just an example of how things unfold. And so the backstory to this is, since I am out in the woods a lot, and as Glenn said, I run it through the woods with barefoot sandals on, as most people tell you you shouldn't do. I ended up getting Lyme's disease, which is the scary thing to most people, and that the end of the world's going to happen to you kind of thing. So I was battling that as well, which kind of put me down and under. And those are the moments in your life where you're like, really question yourself and what's going on. And when you still know what you truly hold dear in those moments, those are the things to pull forward. And I am improving vastly with herbs and stuff. And I will say, for the record, as a naturopathic person, as somebody that believes in mostly herbal remedies to things, I did go on the antibiotic, and I know it's arguable, and each person their own course, but, you know, stay positive. I think that's the most important thing about the process, is just to know that you're healing regardless of what path you're choosing, and that's truly beneficial to the process.
You know, just because, thank you, just because I wanted to acknowledge Donna today, who I was married to, feels like 5,000 years, you know. So I actually spoke with Donna. I spoke at Harvard this summer with Donna. Her talk on recovering from Parkinson's was absolutely brilliant. I don't know if they videotaped that talk. I got to find out. So Donna's talk on Parkinson's was beautiful. We did a series where we featured people who recovered from Parkinson's, and I did that with a guy who put summits together. And it was so, it was like breaking a wall or breaking a thought virus, because certain diseases, by the way, Lyme is one of them. When I first heard that Donna had Lyme disease, I was at a Whole Foods, and it was like the whole universe stopped. I felt it was the worst thing. And somehow in your story, I called a neurologist up in Portland. And I remember that day, because Donna was in the backyard and she was on a white sheet. And really, my whole universe had really changed. I didn't know what to do anymore. I kind of felt the woods weren't safe. Deer seemed like aliens. Like, it was kind of this whole, everything had changed, really. I knew one thing in my deepest heart. I just knew that something would open up. I didn't know what it was. But I called this neurologist, and he said to me, because he's a neurologist that's what they call an anthroposophical neurologist. He studies the work of Rudolf Steiner. So Steiner talks a lot about your soul, and you got to really – so a lot of diseases, as an example today, are cold diseases, like, you know, cold, like not soul warm. So, like, as an example, they don't allow children to use computers till like they're 10. But on that call, he said something to me. He says, you know, Glenn, he goes, now – we need to bring Donna's soul forces back in her body. And I said, well, what do you recommend? He says, share something with Donna where she could get a sense of it and be a part of it. And as he said that to me, I looked down, and there was an Earth Shoe catalog underneath my, right under my eyes. And I brought Donna the Earth Shoe catalog, and she picked this pair of red Earth shoes. And I joked to people that actually helped her heal from Lyme fully, because she was back in her body, and now she had to wear those shoes. So what was interesting about the whole Lyme thing was, I guess the fear and the, so in some sense, for I think a year, we did a year-long of shows, actually. We did a year-long series. And I think part of what it was is like hearing your voice. I was really concerned about you. I was thinking, I wonder how Nate is today. I wonder how he is this moment. I was kind of, you know, tuning into you. So how you been? How you been?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's important. It did knock me down, and I'm a very healthy individual. And again, I didn't even finish my full train of thought there because I am still feeling the lingering effects of it. My full train of thought was the universe hand you a break when you need it, despite – and that's where I was going with tying it into the vacation thing is that when you're constantly going and you don't give yourself that moment to take a time for yourself, and I've been saying for probably 4 months now to my friends, like, I don't feel like I have time for myself. I don't feel like I have time for myself, but this is just what I'm doing right now. Well, guess what happens is that eventually, somehow, some way, the universe puts something in front of you or puts something in you that does make you slow down in whatever capacity that you can.
Yeah.
And that's why it's truly important to do that on your own so these type of things don't happen. And I don't want to sound like that's a cure-all to diseases. It's definitely not. But in my instance, I feel like if I had slowed down more, I probably would have noticed the tick on me. I probably, you know, a lot of things that would have happened that I probably could have prevented that from happening.
Yeah. Ariel, you were saying.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with Nathaniel. You definitely have to sometimes, you know, people go through sickness or illness for certain reasons. And a lot of the times it's because people just need to slow down and take a break and just to take care of themselves. You know, we get so involved in like the everyday world, you know, work, families, et cetera, social life, et cetera. And a lot of times we forget just to take care of ourselves and see how we're doing, and not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as well. So it's really something I agree with, and I hope you feel better, Nathaniel. Lyme disease can be a little bit tough, but I think it's definitely something you can get through, especially if what you're doing already.
Well, I mentioned this to Ariel because I wanted Ariel to maybe get you a remedy, and I actually heard about a pretty famous naturopath that just developed a formula. Because I met my friend the other night who went through Lyme disease, and she told me there's a new formula that I want to connect you with, Nate, that she says is developed by this naturopathic doctor. So you have been in the – now, I wanted you to check. Scott, are you there? Oh, he's not
I'm here.
Okay. You're here. Well, I want to welcome you.
I'm here.
I want to welcome you in the high mountains of incredible Stowe, Vermont. I want to introduce you to Nate and Ariel. Ariel's my New York producer. And Nate, you know, Nate's been running the center in the Catskills called Menlock, so a spiritual retreat center. So I thought I would start off by Scott. I want to say it's so good hearing your voice. I feel such a connection to the Stowe area and to Vibrant Vermont. So officially today is our kickoff to Vibrant Vermont.
It is.
And I'll be doing regular broadcasts from Stowe, and I'll be giving away vacations. We're going to give away a vacation today. So I want to just say that how I became a pioneer in life coaching was this. I call it the power of a third space. As a matter of fact, I'm behind the public library in my town, and tomorrow I'm going to do a show with the librarian on the power of a third space. So what is a third space? You know what a third space is, Scott? Am I putting you on the spot? Have you heard that term before?
You can put me on the spot. I have not heard of the third space.
You are great. I love that about you. All right. Some people don't say yes or no. They just never talk to me again. So thank you. So third space. Those people. I was thinking that woman has waved to me. And I was like, oh, yeah, the last time I talked to her was a third space thing. So a third space is a different – and this is pertinent to us and you and in this conversation. A third place is different than home or work. So as an example, I started to read and I started to notice in my life that hallways – I noticed that certain spaces lended themselves for unusual conversations and connections, and that when people – in those third spaces, they were more revealing, opening, vulnerable. As a matter of fact, it's funny because in 1989, I had a conversation with Dr. Dean Ornish. Dean Ornish published the first book on reversing heart disease. He was the first cardiologist to document the reversal of heart failure, heart gives energy for heart failure. And we had a really spirited conversation. So that's in 1989. And I already knew in 1989 that I wanted to live Mark Twain's quote. I realized when I read Mark Twain's quote, and this relates to Stowe 100%, it relates to the Catskills, it relates to the places that I'd love to go, Mark Twain said that true success is turning one's vocation into one's vacation. And I thought, oh, my God, all the nonsense I heard in school, that I never heard anything that really got me. And I said, you know, that is it. That is it. So a third space. A third space, it's a very popular term in Europe. It's also, there's some architects. I just had lunch with an architect. So as an example, you go to the city, those places that have checkerboards, chess games. A third space, and being a matchmaker, a vibrant matchmaker, a vibrant intimacy matchmaker, I'm really into this idea of having people design relational space. You know, in these days we hear the term, I need my space. But relational space is another whole way of being together. So I'm in Stowe, Scott, Nate, and Ariel, and I'm in Stowe. It's about 17 years ago, and I'm doing these calls on mastering the media. And I tell my colleagues, I'm in Stowe, and I'm doing this coaching call. I'm doing this vibrant coaching call. And they say, oh, you're the man that gets paid to go on vacation. And I only stuck with me because anytime I said it to people, like this woman said to me yesterday from this brake company, she said, oh, that's so awesome. I asked if I could quote her. People get real excited when I say that to them. So I'm thinking, like, I should keep saying this. They seem to like when I say that. But I was up at Stowe, and I always felt like Stowe was one of my third places. I always felt like, well, this thing's very magical. And how I got to Stowe was when I was a teenager, my favorite tennis player in the world was Guillermo Vilas. And I had a vision when in between cutting out of classes, which was always helpful to me. I brought my own books to school, and I would bring books out, and I would go to the woods and read my own books. That's what I did regularly. And I had this notion. I thought, you know what I really want to do, and I don't know how I'm going to do it or when I'm going to do it. I don't know anything about it, but I want to play an exhibition tennis match with Guillermo Vilas. I had that notion when I was 19. I was 19 years old, and I had no idea that was going to come about. I had no idea I was going to go into be this kind of experiential journalist. And oh, I guess I that's the music. That's actually your welcome music, Scott, that right there. How did I do explaining the third space? Is that okay, Scott? All right, we're gonna continue. Thank you. Welcome. So happy you're here today. We're gonna give away a trip to the Stowe Lake. We're gonna talk about vacations or this idea of a third space to transform your life. Stay with us. Your life's precious. Enjoy. We'll be right back for more. A vibrant Vermont.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. I want to give a shout out to Mark from Vermont Tire. all the wonderful things, connections he's made around Vibrant Travel in Vermont. Scott Behra from the Snowflake, Ariel, Nate. So I want to say that sometimes when I'm with people, because I help people write books and I help people come speakers, I think about certain places to bring them where they could see a new universe and they could really get in tune with things. And so, Scott, I want to ask you, since you're up in Stowe right now, I think you're in Stowe. You're in Stowe right now, right? Stowe, Vermont?
I am in Stowe, yes.
All right. I just want to make sure you travel a lot. I just want to make sure. So what moves you about Stowe? Because I always, you know, one of the things, I was doing a program one day from Stowe, actually from Stowe, and someone said to me, when you do shows from there, I breathe the Vermont air in. So I see Vermont as a very precious third place. You know, out of nowhere, it's kind of another miraculous story, but I got paid $20,000 to produce that tennis event in the Stowe area. And it was a total miraculous thing. So I feel the miraculous and I feel this connection to Stowe. Share with people. You bring all kinds of groups to Stowe. What moves you about living in, what's the most moving thing you share with people about Stowe on a daily basis, Scott?
Yeah, I think really what it is, Glenn, that it's the true natural beauty. When you're here, it feels different. Some of my customers, a number of years ago, the state of Vermont did a study, you know, spent lots of money to try to figure out what was special about Vermont, and what they came up with is earth-shattering thing. It says it just feels different, feels better, and that's what they came up with. And,
that's funny.
And you take a step back, and that's pretty true, actually. When you think about it is a special place. There's something very natural. There's something very true, something very realistic about it. I grew up here. I grew up here, and I moved back here.
Oh, wow.
Special place.
Talking about a special place, when we were there last, the Green Goddess restaurant in Stowe, Green Goddess, the most amazing salads ever. I told them I was doing some features, and they invited us to come by, and they were just so sweet to us at the Green Goddess. So when you go to Stowe, definitely, definitely check out the Green Goddess. Their salads are out of this world. Like, they give you this boatload kind of salad, and they get smoothies. And I think when I first left Long Island and I got to the Green Mountains, I guess that's so simple. It's powerfully said. And, of course, when I knew Stowe was a relaxation town, I knew I needed to bring people there. Hey, we're going to do a giveaway today. We're going to do a giveaway, which I'm real excited about, Scott and Nate and Ariel, because I love meeting people. As a matter of fact, I think the best part of my coaching work has been just meeting people and going into the mountains with them, taking walks with them. And I don't know, what's something you want to share with people that something that happened recently? I'm going to put you on the spot again. Hope you still like me after this. What's something that happened recently that was, what's a story you want to share with people about something that happened about someone's vacation? I'm always asking people about what, when they go away and they go to a third space, and I think me and you started to talk about this just today. They live someplace where they're very rushed or harried. Like, what's something you heard from someone that was very moving for you around, you know, their vacation or their trip?
Yeah, well, here at the resort, and it happens all the time, where we have families come to stay, and they're not always sure what to expect. You talk to them throughout the week, and you can literally see them relaxing more and more as the days go by. Sometimes I'll ask them, why'd you choose this, and why would you come back? And they're like, it's like there's a ton of inexpensive, and they said just real things to do. Nothing has to be contrived here. There's a lot of real natural things to do that the whole family can do together, and that's what people love about it. It's total family or personal connectivity.
I love it. It's so funny. So the last time I was at the Snowflake, funny enough.
Hey, let me.
I got one of you. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, hey, this is Glenn from Wildwood Barbecue in Hadley.
Glenn, you're right there, right with you. I got you potted in.
Oh, I didn't know I was live, so I said something. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. You are live. I heard you seem very alive the last time I saw you. We're going to get right with you. You're there. Thank you, by the way.
That's good, Glenn.
You're great. I'm glad you're there. I was just going to say that, and I want Nate and Ariel to jump in. So, yeah, I love what you just said, Scott. So So, by the way, that's kind of how one of the ways I kind of became a I started to work with people is I really got interested in what happened when people actually would go to different places, how it impacted their lives, and how they could weave that in their life. The last time I was at the Stovelake, I got one of the first treatments, by the way, of what was called the Stone Treatment. So the Stone Treatment was the first treatment. It was called the Stone. And what they did is they massage you, but they put hot rocks and cold rocks. And I want to say, if you haven't had that treatment, it's so powerful because it expands and it kind of moves your whole system, and it's one of a kind. So I had that. I have great gratitude for that treatment at the Stovelake. I wanted to say we have Glenn with us from Wildwood Barbecue, where a third space. Glenn runs a one of a kind buffet here in the Valley. I'm starting another segment on the Vibrant Valley, and I want to welcome you, Glenn. To share about you have a Sunday and Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 1. How's that for memory? 10 to 1. It's a third space. People go to the buffet. Tell us about this. Tell us something. Give me your website. What's happening at this weekend? I'll be there this weekend. What's happening at the buffet?
Well, so every week at the buffet, we kind of call it our try it all buffet because it gives you an opportunity to see the kind of what's going on at the restaurant. A lot of creativity. And a lot of sort of standard brunch fare, things like scrambled eggs. And this week we have huevos rancheros and roasted new potatoes and baked stuff French toast and a lot of southern stuff like chicken and waffle and shrimp and grits. We have some really great black beans with smoked onion salsa and Cajun rice. And we do, we're a smokehouse, so we do a lot of, like, we make our own Canadian bacon and our own bacon, which if you haven't had homemade bacon, that's a real treat. And then on our carving.
And you make your own pickles too, which are delicious.
Yeah, and they're on the buffet as well. So we make homemade pickles, which are a real favorite and really delicious. And just a lot of fresh, nice, this potato salad and coleslaw we use a lot of local produce, a surprising amount of local produce. Anything we can get our hands on local, especially in season, is both in the restaurant and on the buffet. Fresh fruit and things like dipped strawberries. This week we have apple cinnamon crisp. And our carving station is smoked roast beef, which is, is really adding smoke to simply cooked meats really takes it to the next level.
Give out your website. Of course, I'll see you. Glenn's a real food innovator. He brought fresh foods into a large public school system here in New England. So he has that sense of food, which I love. So give out the website. I'll see you probably on 10:30 on Saturday. I encourage everybody to swing by. By the way, so a buffet is a third place. It's a place that's different than homework, and people make these new connections, and I love it. Give out your website so people can check it out.
Sure, Glenn. So our website is Wildwood, Q-U-E. We've got a couple different URLs will get you there, but it's wildwoodbarbecue.com. Sorry about that. That'll get you there.
Sure. Wildwoodbarbecue.com.
Wildwood Q will get there as well. Check us out on the web. There's lots of pictures there. And, if you're curious about what's going on, you can get a good sense of it from going to our website, which is,
When you're on next week, I'll give them an update about this week. I'll share with them people. I'll let them know. Thanks. By the way, this is called our Vibrant Valley segment. We're expanding this to include more businesses in the Pioneer Valley here in Western Massachusetts. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity, Glenn.
Take care. Best to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it turns out Glenn's father-in-law is very famous in Vermont, so we're tracking him down. He travels the world to go to golf courses, and I guess he's quite a beer expert, which I've never drank a beer my whole life, as odd as that sounds, but I guess this whole brewery thing is a big thing now. So a third space. So by the way, I just want to share with you guys one other thing around Stowe. So another thing that happened in my life was sort of unusual. I want to get your guys' comment. Is I used to go to the Hamptons, and I met this guy on a retreat called Fish Cove. And I realized at that time of my life that the one thing that I did, because my parents would always say to me, get a job. That was their mantra, get a job. But what I really enjoyed doing, I really enjoyed meeting unusual people who had unusual contributions around longevity, youth, and kind of helping people live with fulfillment. That was really what I enjoyed. I really wondered who these people were. I had the honor of meeting Jack LaLanne early in my life, the fitness pioneer. And Jack used to say to me, people work hard at being, people work hard at dying, not a living. And Jack was amazing, just an amazing human being. So the Fish Cove, the guy said to me, he says, Glenn, why don't you just bring people there? Because you meet these people. Bring the people that you feel are the most vibrant people, and we'll do these vibrant weekends. So Scott and Nate and Ariel, that's how I began to coach people. I would say to them from the city, from New York, I would say, hey, you know, I know, because it seems like at a certain point in people's life, they, especially now, people get overloaded. And we start to get overloaded, you get used to living from the state of overload or overwhelm. So I thought, well, let me design weekends where people could underload. And how the matchmaking thing kind of came about was this cardiologist that I met, Dean Ornish, said to me, you know, 30 years ago, you know, when he wrote his book on documenting reversing heart disease, he didn't know what actually caused the reversal of heart disease. He thought it was a vegan diet. He thought it was exercise. He thought it was a lot of things. 32 years later, and after the man who was the fittest man in his program, a guy who broke records, he had congestive heart failure, he was breaking records on the rowing machine, but he wasn't going to group. And Dean at that time didn't know that group is that relevant. Well, he died on the rowing machine, and Dean said to me that intimacy. So intimacy is a powerful thing. So as a matchmaker, I'm very interested in, and from the get-go, my theme is beyond dating to relating. So when I was just in Stowe recently, I met with Mary from the Hobble Inn. I was there. She was on the show. And I thought, this is one of the places I want to bring people, Scott and Ariel and Nate, to make this other connection, because it's so, I'm going to use my language, relationally spacious there. You could go, you could walk someplace and have this wonderful quiet and wonder. So we're going to give away a trip, and I'm going to meet you guys when you come to the Stowe Place. So, Scott, what do you think? How should I – what's the best way to do it? First of all, give out your website so people could get a sense of the Stowe Flake.
Sure. www.stowe.com.
All right. I'm going to let Ariel, our New York producer, and Nate, our new international contributor genius, add to the conversation. What's something that, because I want to meet some people up in Stowe. I want to do regular groups up there. I want to do our Vibrant Living Challenge groups up there. But I want to meet a couple of people who want to come to Stowe. And you guys, you want to get away. You want to see a new world. Feel great. You know, be a place where you could breathe. The air in Stowe is so good. I mean, it's such a beautiful trip. I wanted to see one of you guys has a contribution here for me that I don't see.
I actually lived in Vermont before several years ago. I went with family on a trip for a family occasion, and we actually stayed by one of my mom's relatives' houses. And just as we're traveling through Vermont, it's like what everybody's saying: the landscape is beautiful, it's clean, it's very natural. Like you don't feel like you're really in the civilization. Like you don't feel like you're around people. Like it's all animals, it's all like forests, trees, water, greenness, and you kind of feel like very at home, very natural vibe. It was something that I just remember it being like really beautiful and really nice and just resonating a lot. And like when I remember leaving Vermont, I remember feeling like, oh, I have to go back to like living like the New York area. It's all like metropolis, like cars, people, pollution, and it's like you just feel like all the schmutz just like coming back. Like, you know, but Vermont's awesome and it's beautiful and clean. I just remember like all those like really good memories. I'd be so open and so down just to go back again.
Well, we got our big event coming. We're gonna do it at the Stowe Flake in June. It's going to be our vibrant living experience. We're going to have speakers from all around the world. We're going to cover movement, vibrant movement, the wonder of movement. You know, we forget wonder changes, movement changes our brain. We're going to get into relationalness and vibrant intimacy, food. There's 200 chefs in Vermont. They're part of this thing called the Fresh Food Network, and they're so dedicated. One of the best food things I went to, Scott, was in Vermont. What did they call it? It was a statewide food thingamajiggy, you know, where you went, you tried the different. The problem with those, by the way, is that after the first three or four booths, you're pretty much, that's it, you know, so it's hard. They got to make it a 7-day event. But I wanted to offer people a vibrant couples weekend there, or I do something on, I do another weekend on writing your first book, but just an open weekend. And yet I'll meet you at the Stowflake. And, hey, by the way, Scott, since is this a significant season at the Stowflake in terms of the, like, are a lot of people coming from around the world because of the leaves right now? Is that a significant thing?
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. It's a huge season for us. September and October, particularly mid-September through, probably this weekend sort of signifies the end, but, the fall foliage, the change of the season happens every year, and it's absolutely stunning.
Well, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be featuring. There's a woman I just met, Scott. She's in the Northeast Kingdom, Olivia, and one of her visions. She acquired this inn, which I'm totally forgetting the name of the inn. But she's gonna be on next week, so I'll cover myself. But she just sent to Finland, and she's got an outside hot tub, cold tub, and a Finnish sauna. And we're gonna give away a vacation there. Because I like giving – I really want people to start to think about their lives in a different way. I want them to think that we need this space in our lives where we regenerate. And you were talking about that, Nate, that sometimes if we don't get one, it seems like something stops us. I have found this with many, many people. I don't know about you, Scott. You ever find that someone is busy, 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 and the only way they stop is if they have an interruption? You know what I mean? Something happens. Like this friend – my friend of mine, Foster – he did Dean Ornish's program. He had just sold $30,000 worth of books from a platform in Los Angeles. But he told me he never learned how to relax. So he had a heart condition. And he told me he felt like it was a blessing. So I feel like being the sows of relaxation time, and that couples particularly, I like to see couples and families regenerate. And you know, hey, Nate, jump in, say something, because you just had one of these life lessons, I guess, where you're re-examining your life because you're kind of recovering from, the Lyme thing. What's is there something that you feel?
I had to deal with myself.
All right, we're going to continue with your deal to yourself.
Yeah,
we're going to continue, and we're going to award you one of you guys. We're going to award a couple a trip to Stowe, and I'm going to meet you there. This is our Vibrant Vermont segment, all full of giveaways, wisdom, authors, films. Stay with us. Your life's precious.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks of the Vibrant Living Network. Some call me the man who gets paid to go on vacation. Well, this is going to be our new Vibrant Vermont segment, by the way. I'm going to be traveling throughout Vermont every week, introducing you to innkeepers, authors, filmmakers, and the people that live in this wondrous place and people that come there to transform and open their lives. Scott Bayrock from the Snowflake, we're going to hold a conference there in June, a Vibrant Living Experience conference. And Nate, you were just saying something, Nate Nario. I was just because Nate just got diagnosed or just was bit by a tick. So we were just discussing when life kind of interrupts us or something comes up. So I was just asking Nate his lesson, and then we're going to get to this vacation at the Snowflake.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think I'd learned my lesson. It takes us a couple times. I made myself a promise about a year ago that I would at least go on vacation once a year in the winter to kind of reorient myself and get perspective and, you know, follow up on my life and where I'm headed and reorient myself if needed. And I thought that that would be enough, but clearly it wasn't. And my annual trip to Maine this year I missed, which was typically my summer renewal. And so it's like something about nature, something about disconnecting us from the habitual day-to-day patterns that nature can allow for when we surround ourselves in nature, the thought patterns kind of slow down and we're more distant from those triggers that stimulate the thought patterns that we have all the time. And that can be very rejuvenating to us. And moreover, when we're in that space, we can have these profound moments of insight of like, okay, I need to do this more, or I need to do that more. So this is important that it's happening and that we can offer as part of the Vibrant Living Network, offer this to somebody. And maybe it can truly change their lives because when they go on this vacation, this place might resonate with them in such a way that inspires a new thought or an idea that they never would have had before. And it's separate from the conditioned thought patterns that they have in their lives that might be holding them back from their greater potential. So this is why I feel like we're doing something truly great today.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to give out the email. I'm going to give you my email, and I'm going to give you a couple of nights at the Snowflake where I'm going to meet you. We're going to do some kind of vibrant weekend. And I'm also planning to see Scott and also do these vibrant intimacy matchmaking weekends at the Snowflake in the Snow area. So if you listening to Nate, listening to the conversation about the power of third place, write to me and tell me why you'd like to come to Stowe, come to meet me for a vibrant trip, a vibrant experience. And sorry, you're writing in your vibrant living journal. We have a journal just for couples now called the Vibrant Couples Journal. I thought there was too many people writing solo journals. There needs to be a couples journal. So it's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, glenn.vibrantliving@gmail.com. G-L-E-N-N, glenn.vibrantliving@gmail.com. And tell us why you'd like to come to the Snowflake in Stowe, Vermont. And we'll give you a couple of nights, and I'll give you my services of being your coach and liaison to a new breath, a new vibrant breath, a new connection. And it's going to be wonderful. Scott, add something, because you're always talking to people about going to Stowe. So what else did you want to share that might inspire people to write this letter to us?
No, we're excited. We're excited to partner with you, Glenn, and do this two-night giveaway so people can come experience Stowe and the Snowflake. As I said, I truly feel blessed to live here, and we're looking forward to sharing our space with your listeners and your folks. So we're ready and happy to do this giveaway for you and with you.
You know, it's really funny. I was at the Snowflake with my daughter. My daughter lives in L.A., and she's an actress. I don't see her near as much as I like to, but we were there, and she brought her best friend on vacation, Gia. We were at the Snowflake, and we were riding on the wonderful bike trail. What a wonderful bike trail there is in Stowe. And I just remember it was a summer's day. We had a sliding glass door, and I just was thinking, like, sometimes you forget these moments where I never thought to myself I wouldn't see my daughter every second. You know, it was one of the most wonderful vacations. At the Snowflake, Scott, I was just reflecting back on, at the time, I had a big media meeting with this guy at a publication. He's the one, by the way, that called me the man who gets paid to go on vacation. He has a publication called Radio TV Interview Report. And I told him, I said, when I go to Stowe and I work with people, I just feel I can just assist them and know the whole way. And wow. So I'm happy this is full cycle. And you know, I guess one of the most fun things is when people go on retreat or they go, I call them retreats and forwards. So when I mean by that, for some people, they need a retreat. For some people, they need a forward. They need to, like, see this other place of how to design the future from the future. And that's one of the sort of benefits. Like, sometimes what happens is, like, as nature said, sometimes something occurs to you that's beyond your ordinary 50,000 thoughts a day. And I'm going to make a film in Vermont too called The Announcement. And I realize that as I do the film, I get to revision things that I didn't see at the time because what the film is about, it's about the miracle of reunion. It's about this couple that remarry when everything seems like they won't. And I realize Vermont is somewhat symbolic of me of having this new air, new breath, new movement. And also I'm just excited, Scott and Ariel and Nate, to bring people there as speakers. You know, when I spoke at Harvard and I got together with the academic advisor, I talked to him about doing something in June in Vermont, because the next conference that I spoke at last time at Harvard is going to be in Israel. So I thought, we should do something and bring people from all around to Vermont, because I was there. I was there, I think, in July. It was so... it's so breath-giving, you know, being there. So let me ask you a question, Scott. So I never studied anything in school that kind of prepared me. I pretty much, when I read the Mark Twain quote about true success is turning your vocation into your vacation, and how I learned to be a coach before there was any coaching certifications, was instead of pitching to my clients on my paper route, I listened to them. And some of them, I could see the light in their eye change, they breathe differently. And that was my education. And the first time I got paid as a coach was a guy named Richard Wampeldorf, who came to see me at a condo in D.C. in 1982. And he didn't stay all the time. He didn't stay for the full session. But he taught me that value is bigger than hourly wages. He taught me that when you can value value to someone, it's a whole different life. How did you get involved in what you're doing? So you grew up in Stowe. You went away. How did you get in your position at Stowe, the Stowe place?
Well, the Stowflake is a business that's been owned by my family for almost 55 years. So it's a family business. I grew up here, a little resort brat, I guess, if you would.
I wouldn't.
Over the years, the property has just grown and grown. And I've been back working for my family for, gosh, about 23 years now. So it's not like I'm new coming back to the business. And I handle predominantly group sales for our efforts. Mm-hmm. And like you talked about, bringing in groups just like yours, groups from all over the country and all over the world.
I mean, when I do those groups, and I love working. The Vibrant Living Challenge is a 3-month challenge, but it's you know, if people come into it and they look at the different areas of their lives, and they get a vibrant journal, and they. Everyone has an inside vision partner, someone who can bring out this vibrant vision. And I think what happens in our lives is we get busy. And as we get busy, you know, in Chinese medicine, busyness is an illness. So what happens is that when people begin to get underwhelmed and they see this sense of life again, and it changes the way they move and they breathe, it kind of shifts them. I think I told you, Scott, that my teacher, Dr. Noam Shilley, who I want to be one of our key speakers, is 85. He doesn't take any medication. And he just reversed, they're called telomeres, they're the length of your cells. So he reversed the telomeres, and he's now, like, biologically, he's probably, like, in his 50s. So I want to develop programs so people could grow young, because otherwise it's no fun when it happens. As one of my beloved people, he's so beloved, I don't want to say he is, but he's someone very close to me. He told me recently in his 80s that it's not fun growing old. So I said to him, we got to come up with something better. There's got to be something better. So we come up with growing young. Do you like the idea?
I love the idea.
All right, good. Let's see if we can support each other on the idea, because it's not fun the other way. It's not fun.
It's a much better conversation.
And I noticed that. It's a much better conversation. And I also – that's why I did that tennis event in Vermont. I wanted to come to Vermont. I'm going to do it again this coming summer. I'm going to pick a former number one player and – the idea was we called it Inner Edge Tennis, because we felt like, there's all these things that people could do so they don't get that bad knees and elbows and, you know, kind of get away. It's not – see, aging itself is not toxic. Well, actually, what is toxic to us is the fear response, is the emergency response that's habitual. And you see that in people, by the way, and it's not aging. You know, when you see a person, they're like jolted forward or like pulled back, their shoulders are hunched. That's the emergency response. It's called the flashlight. It's the interruption when you get startled, the startle reflex. So when you deeply relax, your system resets itself. And that's one of the things Donna talked about at Harvard, is that when people get diagnosed with Parkinson's, the reactions they have to that is so severe, it almost puts them more in the Parkinson's, the startle. So imagine living a life where you ongoingly are replenishing and opening up your system. We don't learn that. I mean, everyone ever taught me that. I love my grandfather more than anybody on the planet. He passed away at 64. When I met Jack LaLanne, he told me his father passed away at 52. By the way, Jack told me something I want to share with you guys because I thought it was relevant now. He told me that dying would be bad for his reputation. I want to say he's right. It's 15 years or it's 7 years later. He's correct. He died. It's bad for his reputation, Scott and Nate and Ariel. So I don't know if dying is a good idea if you want to promote a book, for instance. So I thought I'd mention that.
I can't imagine it would be.
Yeah. So if you were going to write a book, what would be the title of your book?
Is that a question for me?
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. Why not? I'm going to go around the panel. I'm going to go to Ariel. I'm going to go to Nate. But I want to ask you first because you're in the paradise zone right now, and I want to ask you, what's the book? I'm putting you on the spot again. I hope you forgive me.
Yeah, no, I probably shouldn't say this because we're pushing Stowe as a great destination, which it is. But mine might be something like, 40 things to do on the back of a sailboat while you're sailing in the Caribbean.
Wow. Really? Okay, that's good. I'm sure that, I think that'd be kind of a niche seller. Personally. All right, so let's go to Nate. Nate, what's your book?
The relaxation boss would like it.
The relaxation what?
The relaxation buffs would like that.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. You're able to deeply relax. That's a good thing. That's a really good
spot for me to do it.
Yeah. All right, Nate, what's going to be your book title?
Yeah, I think I get to cheat here because I think I've already been put on the spot once on this one, so I've had a little bit of lead time to refine as but it still remains pretty much the same, and that title hasn't completely been designed yet. And of course, Glenn, I'm going to have you pick the exact title because you're always the master at that.
Thank you.
And I'll be like, yes, that's it. But generally speaking, I've talked a lot about this on the show, and it's really about how we can, when we tune into ourselves and we can really manifest what we truly need and going beyond expectations, really suspending expectations so that we can really reach the truest potential of what we're looking for in our lives. And the chapters in the book kind of span different things, and even relationships fall into these categories as well.
Should I give you a retro title, a title I was going to use? Should I gift it to you?
You should bestow it to me, and then together
we go.
Maybe
right.
We can co-write it over the air.
It's called The Funny Thing Happened to Me on the Way to Get Rich by Nate Hughes. It's coming out next October.
There it is.
Okay, that's that book. I was wanting to give that to, so that's your book now. Funny Thing Happened to Me on the Way to Get Rich. And let's see, Ariel, and people, if you want that vacation to come to Wondrous Paradise Stowe and to meet myself and my team, hopefully we've got Ariel and Nate up there, write to me. Tell me why you want to come to the Stowflake and do a Vibrant Weekend. Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, glenn.vibrantliving@gmail.com. And if you want to be a speaker at the Vibrant Living Experience in June, or you want to be part of the Vibrant Living Network, which is national, you want to be part of our team, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, particularly about our vacation up in Stowe, G-L-E-N-N, den.vibrantliving@gmail.com. Ariel, let's go to your book title. You were just married at 26. What's the book title? Do you have one?
I think you're going to like this, Glenn. You ready?
Yeah.
40 Jewish Tricks, the Dink Tape for Who You Are.
I'll say it again. I don't want to miss that. It's 40 Jewish Tricks.
To being paid for who you are.
Oh, I like that. 40 Jewish. I think Scott already is buying a copy. I can feel Scott going right to the PayPal.
I'm going on Amazon.
I think
already
sold out.
He's going on Amazon. I've done. We're going to do a whole series of new authors. We're actually going to do a Vibrant We're going to help people write the books on the air. And part of that is I'm going to be in Vermont. I've done this with some authors. And I want to share the journey of people writing a book. And we had a woman from LA actually do one. We actually published a book. One of my clients, we did this. It's called Zero Adversity. Michael's a client of mine. It's an Amazon bestseller. And we had a woman come on and do the cover. All right, I'm going to let Scott. You want to leave us with a Stowe-inspired wellness thought for the day before we say goodbye to the audience, or a brief aloha for today's program? You want to leave us with a Stowe area thought for today?
Well, all I can say
I'm putting you on the spot again, I guess.
Well, yeah. When you mentioned the third space, I find my third space in a lot of places here in Stowe, whether it be hiking up the mountain or out on the recreation path, like you mentioned with your child. There's a lot of those spaces here in Stowe of just freedom and peace and quiet. So, you know, people got to come up and check it out.
Yeah, no, and I want to hike. I want to do our Vibrant Living Challenge there. And thank you, Scott.
Thank you so
I appreciate you, you. I appreciate you stepping out of your meeting to be here, and I'm so inspired about our moving forward in Stowe and doing wondrous things. Thank you, Nate. I'm happy you're well today. I'm happy you're there. Ariel, continue being the Jewish James Bond that you are. Your life's precious and joy. And thank you, Chris, and everyone at Ohm Times Radio, our partner with the Vibrant Living Network. Thank you.